And thank you to everyone for being so vigilant on Innuendo Bingo. Remember, keep them peeled. Every time you see on TV or hear anything on the radio that's a bit, then let me know. Now, this one is International Innuendo Bingo. And, well, it's International Religious Innuendo Bingo, which we've never had before. Thank you very much to David in Bristol, who sent me this. This is in a church in America, and the pastor is talking about Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah, and how Lot is pitching his tent near Sodom and Gomorrah. Have a listen.
And then the following week, last week, we were talking about Lot, and we were talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. And we're talking about how Lot chose to go pinch his tits. Excuse me. Pinch his tits. Pinch his tits is what I said. And you heard nothing else here. This is church, my gosh. So he was pitching his tents close to Sodom and Gomorrah. And so what happened was, when he did that, he was getting too close to evil. And what I was challenging you guys to not do was to pick friends that were going to lead you to... Man, stop laughing! All right? Man! Am I red right now? Holy cow!
Now, we have never had Innuendo Bingo in a church service before. That is a first.
Lot chose to go pinch his tits. Excuse me. Pitch his tits is what I said. And you heard nothing else here. This is church, my God.
Thank you, David, for being vigilant on that one. That's amazing. Religious and international Innuendo Bingo. Next time you hear or see anything, let me know, please, on Radio 1 or elsewhere, 81199, or email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Also, if you check out the geeks at unofficialmills.co.uk, little fans like there, they have got online Innuendo Bingo with pictures, and it's amazing. My favourite is the picture of the cockaliki soup.
The new football season.